You're listening to Zargates Pulse, home to weekly news and updates on all things Zargates. Now for your host, Duncan Scott.
Welcome, welcome back. Episode 9 of Zargates Pulse. I'm your host, Duncan Scott, and today's a great day, but not because I'm in Portugal still, like the last couple of episodes, because I am not in Portugal anymore. The Zargates mobile office experience has come to an end. End of the month means back to the UK, back for autumn, here in London, but still nothing could dampen my spirits coming home on the plane last night because I knew what was coming up today. I was writing the announcements. I've been waiting to do it. We've been waiting to publish this. And I knew that it was going to be a great day today because of the launch of Warface Go. Incredible. And not just because it's a great game and it's fun, but it's because what it stands for us as a project. So I just wanted to spend a couple of minutes kind of talking about the background of it and how it's come to be, because it is a pretty landmark day for this. You know, it's easy to think, oh, this is just another game. They've been adding a few games recently. But this one's a little bit different because when we get together as a core team many months ago, beginning of this year, back end of last year, and we were discussing what we wanted to be as a project and where we wanted to be different in the marketplace, being able to bridge the gap between Web 2 and Web 3 was obviously the core goal for us, but something that seemed quite difficult to obtain. The movement between Web 2 and Web 3 hasn't been something that anybody has really done with any great success at all. People have launched into Web 3, people of existing Web 2s have tried to move into Web 3, Web 3s have tried to make games that look like Web 2, and it's not really happened. But for us, that was the goal. And it would have been so easy for us maybe to look at just concentrating on Web 3 games to start with to build some traction. Or let's get some very kind of small studios or low quality Web 2 games or people with low users just to test the water, just to get up and running, just to build some traction. But no, we knew that we had great technology. We knew we had a great proposition. We knew we had a great offering for users, for studios. We knew that we had the core people involved that were trusted, that were known in the industry to go, you know what, we're going to launch this thing in May. And before a pre-mar, before a pre-sale, before a listing, before a token generation event, before a proper launch, we're going to get in some big games and we're going to be able to show the industry what we're capable of. And Warface Go symbolizes all of that effort because this is a triple A rated top tier studio that have said, Zargates, we trust you with the proposition. This game has had tens of millions of downloads. It is a Web 2 powerhouse. And for us to get this on board in August, ahead of a TGE, is an incredible achievement. And it should only, for you as a community being here, show you the strength that we've got and the strength within the team. And if this is what we can achieve and this is what we can bring to the ecosystem in just over 3 months, 4 months from this, then what are we going to be able to do in a year's time, in 2 years' time, in 3 years' time? What is the quality that we're going to have? And just games that you'll be able to play and enjoy and earn rewards for. You are so early to be here against the numbers of people that will join the Zargates ecosystem when more and more of these games come aboard. So great to have Warface Go. I'm super pumped about it. I'm excited. This is the longest intro that we'll probably ever have on the podcast, but I guess now it's time that we properly start the show with a community question of the week. Let's go.
Community question of the week.
Right, let's keep the weekly flow of 50 diamonds going with the community question. This week's question comes from Syed Khan. Question reads, what role do partnerships with other gaming studios play in your strategy? and how they contribute to the growth and success of the Zargates platform? Well, as we've already seen, partnerships with studios has played a huge role in us, and we've already managed to onboard a few studios, and we already have commitments from some other studios that want to join the platform. So that in itself, because we're looking at established Web 2 games, as well as some Web 3 games, but we are building relationships with studios all over the world to offer them a legal framework and the technology and the integration and the ease to be able to present them with a Web3 proposition without them really having to do anything. And that is the core part of it. So yes, partnerships is a huge thing for us, and we are networking and we are building these partnerships all the time. That's not to say that we're not going to at some point be developing our own games, perhaps. And we have game developers within the team. We have people that have previously built games, and we might build out that arm, and we might build our own games, and we might expand on our own games, and we might bring things in-house as well to do. But we want to be bringing in established communities and established people. And we have a great proposition for that. It's part of our tokenomics. So not only do we go out to these studios and we say, look, we can bring you X number of new users. We have great retention rates. Our users are fantastic. Our community is great. All of this stuff to bring new users to their game, which is enough. They are actually part of our daily tokenomics. Around 10% of the mined tokens goes to the game studios, 90% to the players, 10% to the studios. And that's done on a pro rata basis for the number of hours that our users play their games, which is quite an interesting concept, because let's take a quite simple example of 100 hours, let's say, are played on Zargates in one day. 90 of those hours were spent playing game A, and 10 of those hours were spent playing game B. That means for the token allocation for the pool for the studios, 90% of those tokens would go to game A, and 10% of those tokens would go to game B, and that they would go into their account, and they will have their own utility for what to do with their tokens. That's quite a nice mechanism to have, because that incentivizes the game studios as well. That incentivizes them to bring more users, because more users means more time playing their game, which means more tokens. So they have a value proposition as well. And of course, the success of Zargates directly impacts their bottom line figures, because if they're accumulating and hodling tokens, then, and Zargates does well and they can bring on new games and more games and they get more tokens, then that is revenue into their bottom line. So it's a really cool model. It's really interesting. It's great for partnerships, and we think it's going to be a huge driver going forward. And as we've already seen with the studios behind Warface Go with Amakin and Westlands, and we've got World Shards coming up in the next couple of weeks, we're already managing to do this, and we have plenty of collaborations in the pipeline as well. So great question. Thank you for that. Please keep sending in your questions for the 50 diamonds for next week. Let's do hashtag I love Zargates podcast for this week. I know they're getting longer, but you know, if anyone's got any better ideas for hashtags, let me know. I love Zargates podcast. Send me your questions over on X. I am at hashd. That's H-A-S-H-D. Hang out there all week. Come and have a chat with me. Submit your question and I will feature it in next week's episode.
Latest news and updates from Zargates.
Now, aside from the obvious Warface Go that we've spoken about, the biggest update and news, I would say, for this week is, again, the update to the ecosystem, to the platform, to incorporate more into Trophy Road. And we've got a lot of questions about Trophy Road, so I thought I'd spend a couple of minutes just going through it again and its significance and its importance, because it's not going to be around forever and I don't want you guys to miss out on it. So Trophy Road, three roads. You've got your free, epic and legendary, all with quests to do, experience to build, to get rewards. You can do the free one, or you can upgrade at any time to the Epic and the Legendary. If you upgrade to the Epic, you still get the free rewards. If you upgrade to Legendary, you get the Epic and the free rewards. You can upgrade using Sapphires. You can do them on our website, and I'll put in the link at the bottom of this show. But it's way for you guys to be able to get items and artifacts that are never going to be seen again. This is all really prepping for us to introduce our marketplace, because that's where you're for the first time going to be able to start monetizing your assets through that marketplace. So the artifacts for Endless Siege, which are the hammer and the shield, as well as the pinky artifact that you can get at the end of Trophy Road, will never be seen again. So after the end of this Trophy Road, which is in 31 days' time, there will never be another shield, another hammer. So those boosters, the pinkies, they will only be available for people to buy off you in the marketplace. So that's why it's worth getting right now. And if you have the Legendary Pass, then you get the Common Shield, you get the Epic Shield, and you get the Legendary Shield. So if you're going to use the Legendary Shield, because that one will automatically be put into use on your account, then you've got an Epic and a free one to sell on the marketplace at some point. Same with the hammer, same with Pinky. So a great way for you to be able to monetize assets, and you'd be able to accumulate items that people in 6 months, in 12 months, are not going to be able to get their hands on, and are only going to therefore increase in value as the number of players goes up and the supply goes down. That's that. The other part of Trophy Road, which I wanted to just talk about, and I know I did touch upon it slightly last week, but it's worth kind of clarifying, is the magic dust element, because everything you're accumulating at the moment is soulbound to your account. It is personal to you. It is your tickets. It is your artifacts. It is your rewards if you've done any of our giveaways. They are soulbound to your account. Now, that's great because nobody can take them off you. They are there for you to use and to have until you want to use them. But with the marketplace coming up, you might want to monetize these, and magic dust is what achieves that. So magic dust will turn an item from being soulbound into an NFT for you to be able to sell on the marketplace. It's a consumable, so use it. One for common, you'll need more magic dust for epic and legendary items. At the moment, you'll be able to get it through the Trophy Road quests. You will be able to buy magic dust as well as a consumable item, but that will turn everything into a tradable NFT. As well as the artifacts, as well as your tickets, you'll be able to lump in all of your coins that you're earning on a day-to-day basis, your diamonds that you're earning. You'll be able to put all of those into a bag, sprinkle them with magic dust, turn that into an NFT, and sell it on the marketplace for people. So really, really important update, really important for you guys to be able to get involved with in the next month or so, because end of September it will cease to exist and it won't be appearing again. So hope that's useful for you. So dive in, get involved. If you've got any questions, come and find me and ask, and I will answer them for you. But do not hesitate for this.
What is coming up soon?
So I can barely believe it. It's nearly the time of the month again. End of August is upon us, which can mean one thing and one thing only. It's nearly time for the monthly NFT raffle. Now, for anybody new, it's worth just going over this, because there's always misconceptions around this at the end of each month with the token allocation tickets. So yet again, you've been accumulating token allocation tickets at the time of recording. We don't have very many golden ones. Maybe when this is published, this will already be out of date because they'll already be sold out. There's a few more diamond ones left. But as we all know, those token allocation tickets are going to get you guaranteed Zargates tokens from our TGE. But they also give you, each ticket gives you one entry into the monthly raffle for a gaming NFT, which is the most premium way of getting access to the full ecosystem once we full launch with all of the best perks. So way worth trying to win. One entry for each one. So if you've got two golden tickets and one diamond ticket, you get two entries into the golden ticket raffle and one entry into the diamond ticket raffle. Both raffles are for 100 gaming NFTs. We always stream it. It's on the blockchain. It's verifiable. You can see the results from the previous raffles. We post it all your tickets in advance so you can see how many entries you've got. But do get those last tickets because the raffle will be coming up at some point, probably maybe the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd of September when this season finishes on the 31st of August. Other thing coming up for you, which I know is hugely important, and we do keep bringing you little bits of information, but I know it's probably not enough information for you around the tokenomics. We are still tweaking some of the final numbers in terms of the overall supply and just some kind of little bits of the data because we need to make sure that we've got a good balance between liquidity for exchanges, and we're talking to exchanges around this thing as well. That's a hugely important consideration of our tokenomics model. What's incentivizing for you, for users? What's incentivizing for gaming studios? What's incentivizing for investors? So we are finalizing that, and I hope it's going to be in the next week or 10 days, and we're going to have a fully updated white paper tokenomics model on the website. I'll dedicate probably, well, as soon as it's ready, I'll dedicate the following podcast to going through all of that in details for you. So that is a huge thing that is coming up. Do also keep sending in your suggestions for updates to the Endless Siege game. As you know, any updates that the dev team implement will be worth 500 diamonds if you came up with the idea. So send it to me via the podcast show notes. Leave a comment at the end of any of the episodes of the podcast with your suggestions. I'm accumulating them all in a spreadsheet at the moment, and that will be going on for another couple of weeks. Right, great episode. Sorry I kept you a little bit longer. Got carried away with Warface Go, but not going to say sorry for it because love it. Can't wait to go and dive in this week and play loads of it. Get myself down Trophy Road, get those artifacts, get ready for the marketplace. Let's go. I'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow all our social channels, and we will see you next week.